Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Sociopath and
the Empath.
And this is episode 23.
Long time no see.
Yeah, it's been a little while, guys. Sorry about that. So we are going to talk about our breakups today. Because I recently went through one, and Emily went through a pretty bad one as well. So, I guess I'll just go right into it. I was dating this guy who thought, I thought it was pretty perfect, you know. I didn't think that anything was really going wrong, but out of the blue, he kind of accused me of cheating. Which I was, but there was no proof of that anywhere, and there was no way he could have found out. So, I stood my ground, and blah blah blah, whatever. We argued back and forth for a while, and eventually I said that I've only flirted with other people. And apparently that was a huge issue. That's not really an issue for me, if I'm dating somebody, especially with the type of relationship we had, because we were open for a little while. But, yeah, so he ended up saying some nasty stuff, and then the next day we kind of just agreed that it should be over. And, that was the end. This is another one of my relationships that has failed because I cannot stop myself from cheating on them. And I've never really been this open about my relationship life in the podcast, but,
what made the relationship perfect?
I just felt like we clicked really well, and, we actually would go out and do things. We went camping, we would go out and, get our hotel rooms and get food and go on drives. We'd always go down to Chicago.
Why'd you went to hotel rooms?
Oh yeah, I guess I didn't mention that, he was still living with saying he was gonna get a divorce with her, but who knows now. So he was living with his wife, who, they have two kids, and, we were trying to have a serious relationship, that she was aware of. But,
an open relationship, correct?
Yeah, it was, open, but she was not, actively with him. They were supposed to be getting divorced. I don't know what ended up happening with that, and I don't really fucking care anymore. But, he tried to blame me at the end of the relationship that I was the reason for their divorce, but the whole relationship, he was telling me that that's something he wanted to do regardless. So
even with you being in a relationship with him, didn't influence him to be separated/divorced from his wife. It was literally because he wanted to, and you were chosen for that. I'm not chosen for that, but you weren't. But you were just chosen to be, I guess, the other woman, correct?
Well, it wasn't really like that. He wasn't in a relationship with her at the time. And I know that you don't like him, so.
I don't like manipulative people. Yeah, Aria is a whole different story, though.
There was a lot of manipulation coming from his side in that final fight that we had, and it was insane the amount of manipulation that I saw in that. But trying to make me feel bad and, turning everything around on me and making, just everything, you can think of. He was just trying everything in the book to make me feel like shit.
But you liked him / loved him enough that you took his manipulation and that you wanted to make the relationship work even though it was hurting you.
Yeah, I still, even after that huge fight, I was still willing to try to make it work after that. But he wasn't, and I still don't know what made him randomly accuse me of cheating on him. So,
as I remember, I think he was in a really bad mood to that day begin with, and I think he was trying to pick a fight, but that's just my opinion.
Yeah, I didn't respond for 3 hours, and then he's like, who's Alex? Or whatever, I don't even know what the name was, it was something random, or who's Chris? He said, who's Chris? And I'm like, I don't know anybody named Chris. I swear to God.
For the show, everybody knows Chris.
I don't know. Chris. I don't know anybody named Chris, so I don't know where that came from. He's like, who's Chris? And I was like, what are you talking about? He's like, I know you're with him. And I was like, who's Chris? I don't know, man. So that was just so out of nowhere. Like, I am good at covering up when I cheat on people. And that's... there's no way that he could have found anything out. And I definitely wasn't sleeping with anyone named Chris. Not that that's a bad name, but I just wasn't sleeping with anybody named Chris. So...
yeah, that was so out of the blue when you were talking about that. I was like, where the hell did this come from?
I know, I literally took a nap. It was because I took a nap.
And he didn't respond.
And I didn't respond.
He didn't respond to her for like a couple of days. And he would just be... mind you, this is a like 38, 36, 30-something year old man.
He was that, 33.
That, well, whatever. Old enough to act like a man would ignore her messages. I would just be like, why?
Yeah, I know. He was always having some weird
wonder why the marriage
issues.
Failed so much. It probably wasn't her. It probably was him.
I don't know. I heard both sides of that.
Both?
I heard arguments in the car on the phone.
Did you hear her voice?
Yes.
What would she say?
She would scream, and she would yell at him and accuse him of leaving her. And,
well, leaving her for what?
Just leaving her. She didn't know, like, at that time, she didn't know about me. And then when she did know about me, she would just cry all the time and pick fights with him. I heard her on the phone a few times crying about it. Like, she would start off trying to talk about something and she'd just start crying.
Did she ever mention you?
What do you mean?
Like, did she ever mention the conversation?
Not that I heard. I would just hear the...
You just hear the cries.
Yeah.
But you wouldn't hear her crying, what about?
Well, I could hear what he was responding to.
I personally believe that she doesn't know that he was cheating on her. That's what my belief is. There's just too many holes, too many arguments. He was gone for a couple of days. He could try to, put together the relationship as he's trying to, like, balance both of you out.
But he was spending so much time away with me, like, sometimes. Like, there was periods of time where he would be with me multiple days a week.
Yeah, and she probably...
Well, where does she think he is, then, if you didn't fucking tell her? At first, I was working with him.
Business trips.
Well, at first, I was working with him, and, I saw some text messages, too.
Which was...
When I was working with him, and he said, he told her that I was staying with him, and that we were getting a hotel room, and that I was gonna pay for it this time. And she was like, well, why is she paying for it? That's kind of weird.
Yeah, she probably didn't know that, like, you...
Well, that was before she knew, but that was... But, like, I don't know. I don't know. But it just didn't seem like they were together at all. All I would hear was fights over the phone, unless they were talking about their kids.
Do you feel like you learned anything from this relationship?
I learned that love fucking sucks, and I don't want to ever do that again, and now I can't feel attracted to people anymore, so it's really fucking awesome.
What's attractive mean?
Just, like, I just don't want to be with anyone. I don't want to be with
anyone. That's not what your phone says.
I have so many guys texting me, but I don't have interest in any of them. Like, for a relationship. Yeah, I'll fuck around with them, but that's it.
It's because you don't want to get hurt again, or is that you just don't believe love exists?
I don't know anymore. I just don't think I'm going to find anything that's the same as what I had, and I know that sounds stupid and, like, what everybody says, but, like, I really have never felt like that with anyone. And I've, like, been with a lot of people. So,
what do you think that made you attracted to him? Was it because of
his success? Well, we had a history. Because I met him when we went to basic training in the army, and we became friends then. And then we continued talking after that. And I was really intrigued by him because he did, like, porn and stuff. So I was, like, really interested because I've never met anyone that did that. And then, he was starting up his own businesses and stuff, and, like, just doing really well for himself, and, he could make me laugh. I was really attracted to him, and he could make me laugh, and it's so hard to genuinely make me laugh. I fake laugh all the time. And don't feel,
I make you laugh.
Don't feel bad, because it's very hard for people to genuinely get me to laugh. Sometimes,
I make you
sometimes
laugh?
You do, yes, but not every single time that I laugh.
Oh, I gotcha.
So, I haven't been with a guy that has just clicked that well in all of those aspects. And like I said, I've been with a lot of people, and I've been in a few long-term relationships, and I've just, nothing comes close. So, I'm just done with it now. I don't know. Nothing appeals to me anymore after that.
I think it's just gonna take some time. But some time means like maybe a year, a couple years.
That's a long time. I don't like how I feel like being alone.
Being alone is scary. A lot of people don't like to be alone. I don't like to be alone. But, I mean, it's how we grow, you know?
I guess.
Like, you learn more about yourself when you're alone.
But if you're miserable, why does it matter? Is it worth it?
The misery goes away and you start realizing what you like about yourself.
Does it, though? Because I've always been depressed, and the only thing that makes me feel better is, like, people. We're asking hard questions today.
I mean, I don't... Like, I think I told you that, like, you have to find your attachment style of, like, what you're attached to. And, like, you going into therapy would probably help you figure out why you are the way you are, so you can break...
I went to therapy, and it didn't do shit for me, so I stopped going.
Maybe a different therapist.
I don't want to re-explain my whole life to a new fucking person, though.
I don't either, but I did it, and it was... Do you remember, like, I would talk to you about my therapist, and I would say, like, hey, like, I feel like I'm not getting everything I need out of you, and it took her a while, it took her a year to figure out, like, what I am, and then it took me, like, 6 months to figure out what I am, and for her to see what I am, like... How, like, why I care so much. Like, you could literally beat the shit out of me and almost kill me, and I still care for you.
Fuck that.
Well, yeah. But, I mean, that's just, like, that took months of painful therapy.
Yeah.
Of literally arguing with a therapist, saying, this is how I am, and the reason why they argue with you and try to get you to see things, or you tell me you think this way, and you take their advice, you try to say it, but then you bring up things of why you can't do it, that's going into their note file, basically saying, okay, so she's doing this, she tried, okay, this didn't work, or she thought of this, she did that, she's doing all this other stuff, okay, that's progress, what kind of person uses that progress to do this, okay, they're still acting like this,
okay.
What?
I get it.
Well, it's just all, like, balancing out to figure out, like, what you have and what you're doing.
Yeah. I don't know. I just don't know if that's for me, really.
I think it is. It's just gonna take some... You're very young, Arya.
Well, yeah, and I guess, I don't know, it's common for people with, like, ASPD and other disorders similar to that to not want to seek out therapy.
Because it's painful? Or does it make you
they
feel
vulnerable?
They
don't see the... I don't know. The common answer is people don't see the benefit in it. But it's probably something deeper like that. I don't know. I just don't care. And, like, it's just a waste of money. Because I go and I sit and talk about the shit that bothers me. And she's like, oh, okay. Well, I think you need more routine in your life. Well, I don't fucking like routine, bitch. So, that's not gonna work for me. And she's like, well, we need to think of something to get you out of bed every day, and blah, blah, blah. Well, there's nothing that I care about that can get me out of bed every day. There's nothing that I care about enough to do that. I get up
money?
To let my dog outside to go pee, and then I go back to bed.
Money?
If I'm working, yeah. I fucking lost my job, too, guys, so... It's a really awesome end of 2020 for me. That was because I was doing a lot of drugs because of my breakup, and I accidentally bragged about that to the wrong person at work, and they fucking went to upper management, and then I got randomly drug tested and failed hard. I failed hard, bro.
You told me that they looked at the results and they said they had to take them back for a second testing because it wasn't that.
They only had to do extra testing to figure out exactly what was all in there because the test only had 3 different things.
Oh.
I know it was positive for THC and then maybe a few other things. So, but we're not gonna go into that.
Drugs are bad.
Yes. I still haven't stopped, but I've cut back a bit. That's part of how I deal.
You leave me on this earth, I'm gonna be pissed, Aria.
It's just part of how I deal with things. I'm not stupid with it, though.
You get another job.
Yeah, I'm trying to get back into hospital security since that's what I like doing, but we'll see.
I hate my life at hospital security right now. I literally was held back because my supervisor literally told me that he would pay me more to stay where the position I'm at right now and not make me progress. And then he came up with an excuse to hire this other person and said they had leadership skills, even though it wasn't a leadership position. Motherfucker.
Yeah, it was bullshit.
It's bull. That pissed me off. And then I have people inside that, are in upper management, the same level he is, and what I've heard is that he said that he doesn't want anybody stepping on his toes, especially when it comes down to me. So while you're gonna keep me in a position that I do not like, and I'm good at, because I've been doing it for over a year now, almost into 2, and you're gonna just keep me there? Go fuck yourself. I want more money.
Okay. No more work drama.
Okay.
Getting off track.
This saying is bullshit.
It is. Trust me, it makes me mad.
It could be
too.
Worse. You could be stuck in a job that you do not like.
I know I was. I hated the job that I got fired from, so I didn't really care that much.
It's not even that bad.
It was just good pay, so.
Yeah, what'd you buy with all that good money?
A lot of drugs.
Oh, I'll put the key. Never mind. not a good one. Alright.
Alright, so let's talk about your breakup.
Oh god. Oh no. Emily don't like. What do you want to know?
We'll go through it. Explain what happened.
So I dated this woman for 5.5 years. And when we broke up last year, in 2019, ending of 2019, it didn't go very well. I became, so during that whole 2019, I'm just gonna say this all quick. My mother died, dog died. I talked to this other girl, and I would say it's type of cheating, but I cuddled this other chick, told her I'm sorry, I won't do that again. And then months later, she didn't. My girlfriend / fiance of the 5.5 years. Then we didn't really hang out that much anymore. She didn't want to talk to me anymore. Didn't want to talk about my mother's passing. Didn't want to come to the burying site. Aria came to be support, even though that she didn't. And fast forward, I cheated on her. I went off my medication. I started drinking my medication every single day. I was spiraling out of control, to the point that when the cheating happened and I said, hey, I did this horrible, bad thing, I'm sorry, I don't know why I did it, I'm trying to figure that out, and she hated me for it. I got abused at the apartment before she left, went to work the next day, act like nothing happened, and then, she took my 2 dogs, our dogs, and then I had to sue her, get those dogs back. That is legal for you. That we've been holding up for a whole year. Long story short, it's the last podcast you guys heard that I got my dogs. I got my dog, sorry. One of them, that was in my name, she stole. And she actually kind of, fucked up his, health for, I think, forever. He has, GI issues due to her negligence and recklessness with his, nutrition. And now I have to feed him special medication to, keep his body stable. Therefore, through our relationship, very toxic. She is a narcissist. Obviously, I am an empath. Relationship when we first met was very, like, spot on. It was like, I've never connected with someone so easily. I've never been sexually attracted to someone so easily. She's never been sexually attracted to anybody so fast in her life either. Things were moving.
Or that's what she said.
That's what she said. And then she would say that, like, oh yeah, I can't imagine my life without you. I can't imagine my life before you. Like, it was like these I believe these magical words that she would say, because these people will do anything, say, do anything to make you feel like you're the most important person in their world.
And how long were you guys together?
5.5 years. And it was a very, again, like, toxic relationship. She would make me feel like I would be horrible to her. But I knew that stuff was happening and stuff was wrong. So, for example, she would call me very cold or I wouldn't be in other people's shoes. And I do see that sometimes where I'm not in people's shoes and I don't see where they're coming from, but now I'm getting better. She would only say that when she didn't get her way. And that kind of affected me because not only did my friends say, like, this girl's becoming your whole entire life. Everything's about her. You can't hang out with your friends. You can't hang out with your family. You can't spend time at work. Arya saw that one. I had to take phone calls. I had to respond to text messages. I was literally a slave to this person. Like, gave them the key and they threw it away. They're like, you're for mine.
She was getting yelled at for, like, picking up a few double shifts, like, because she'd be hanging out with me at work, and, like, her ex was just super mad about that.
Yeah, at the time when we were together, yeah.
Super mad, and I was like, that is not healthy.
And it wasn't, and, hearing that from Arya, and then hearing that from, I say this woman at my work is my mom, because after my mom died, she became, like, a very, like, mother figure, which was, to me, is very straightforward, like, cut to the chase, like, very dry personality type of stuff. And so, she said to me before I even, like, technically cheated on her, she said that, like, oh, it seems like you don't love her anymore. I'm like, why? She's like, because you're just, like, doing whatever you want now. I'm like, what do you mean? And she's like, you don't want to go home. You sleep on the couch. You don't want to do anything with her. You just buy things for her, make her happy, and you try to make her happy, and then she gets mad at you, and you feel sad, and you feel like crap later, and you come here, and you bring it out on us. Seems like you're not happy. And she was right.
Yeah.
And so I didn't want everybody to hear that, so I basically pushed it all down with alcohol and mixing my medications with alcohol and then withdrawing from them, which can, the medication I was taking can technically make you crazy, which made me into manic.
I also take the same medication and I go through withdrawals constantly because I'm too lazy to go pick up my scripts from the pharmacy. Just so you know, I'm probably way past the point of crazy by now, if that's possible.
I mean, you shouldn't be talking to so many people and then say that, oh, now I can see, now since they don't want me, now I want them. This kind of sounds crazy when you don't really want a relationship, or you tell me you don't want a relationship, but then you do.
I'm just more attracted to people when they're not, like, easy as fuck, when they're not, like, oh, let's hang out, let's do something, let's do this, let's do that, what are you doing tomorrow, what are you doing today, what are you doing at 3 p.m., what are you doing at 4 p.m., like, get off my ass, bro, like, calm down. When they're not constantly on me about that, then I want to hang out with them more, but when they're like that, that's so unattractive.
I get that, but then, like, you're talking to all these people, and then you want people to, like, you never think that you would have anyone to be caring for you, loving for you, or something like that, but someone is giving that to you, it's just someone you don't really like, or you're not over your ex yet. That's the reason. That's what I'm saying. is that you're giving, like, mixed signals and mixed behavior. You're not really figuring out, like, what you really want at this time.
Yeah, I don't know what I want, so...
It's not a bad thing that you know that you don't know what you want. It's just now to figure out what you're gonna do with that time.
Well, I'm gonna keep seeing a lot of random dudes, like I have been. Fill that hole.
It's gonna be a messy hole later.
Oh god, that's not...
That's not what I meant.
Oh my god.
Oh, that's... Oh, gross. I did not need to know that. You, la, 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 la. That's not what I meant.
Going that's, back.
I was literally saying...
Let's just redirect. Let's just redirect.
I'm gonna be sick. We're close, but we're not that close. I'm good with that.
You're making me cry.
Okay. So...
That's a genuine laugh.
Gross. So, going forward, my narcissists, there actually are podcasts that we have that you can hear me emotionally get upset to the point where I actually become traumatized and we stop the podcast.
We haven't posted that
one. We haven't posted it. And I don't think it's a good idea to post it because my narc is really, really trying to get to me right now. After I won the case to get my dog back, she wrote a letter of saying how to take care of him and stuff like that, which I obviously know what to do. She just did that to throw it in my face that you didn't take care of them as I did, but she didn't because she worked a full-time job and went to school part-time. But she says in the court that she did everything herself, basically. Like, how could you? Did you never sleep? Like, no, I only had a full-time job and I went to school part-time, but the thing is this, like... Long story short, it wasn't all the time I went to school. For her, it was all the time she went to school. It's been, like, what, 7 years since she's getting her degree? Like, whatever. Anyway, going on. So, she said, if you have any problems with my dog, you can message me. I did. Because I needed the paperwork from her, and she didn't give that to me. She wanted me to call her. She didn't want to give it to me when the transaction happened. She wanted me to call her and say, like, hey, give this stuff up, blah, blah, blah.
I don't know if that meant she wanted you to call her. She probably just wanted to make things more difficult.
Well, either way, contact. Well, she says in the thing that basically if they have any problems, contact me. I'm open to my phone anytime.
Well, she wanted to appear nice for the court.
She didn't have to write the letter. When she gives up my dog, which is my property, then I don't have to have contact with her. She doesn't have to be nice. Not nice. She's being manipulative. She just wanted me to talk to her. She wanted to have her supply, more of it. Because she was not only just losing, like, the dog. She was losing, like, the whole aspect of everything. Because we technically... We're always talking, just through my lawyer. We weren't really, like, cut off. Now we're cut off.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, the phone calls got worse, so if anybody's wondering, well, like, I'm an empath, or I really, really miss my narcissist, even though it's sickly to say, if you play in, they do not get better, they get worse. 5.5 years, I feel like I've been divorced. I have my child, basically. She has the other child. There is no visiting weekends. She wanted to have visiting weekends. I told her, not right now, at least because of what's happened. Or I say, not at this moment. She got very upset and asking me where I lived. Try to manipulate my feelings. You were here when she...
Well, yeah, because she would freaking break into your other house. She would break into Emily's other apartment and, like, move shit and leave shit there. And, like, it was retarded. So that's why she wanted to know where Emily lives now. It's that simple. She's crazy.
Well, it's not just that, but the thing is, it's just, she also wanted to, like, keep an eye on what's going on, and I said to her, if you didn't really trust, I said to her, oh, we gotta give her a name, May, I think it was May, if you really don't believe me. Like, I can show you pictures, but I'm taking care of him now, and you need to take care of our other dog. We need to be strong for both of them, because that's what we need to do. And hopefully in the future, something works out where we can work together, but at this moment in time, I just want to get my dog's health back to normal. Other than that, it didn't go well again. She started going off more. Finally, she thought that taking him to the ER, because he had a horrible reaction to food, a horrible reaction, where I had to take care of him, and Aria came. What?
You're Step just right very now. Focused on the dogs and not the relationship.
Alright.
I know that that's a serious thing for you, but like...
Alright. You want me to go with the relationship? Okay. So, first year was the love bombing. Second year was the breaking up, realizing that she wasn't right for me. And, no, I take that back, actually. First year, there was a lot of ups and downs. I kind of believed when we first were together that I was just for the prom date kind of stuff. When she went to college, she cheated on me twice. And she didn't tell me that. Her best friend, let's call her Renee, told me that, because we went to the same tech school together. I gave her a choice, either me or the person she cheated on me with, which was her best friend, which I told her was very manipulative and abused her. She chose him, so then I tried to leave. She said, no, I'll stay, we'll work this out. I don't know why.
So she put her foot down when you said you were gonna leave?
Yes.
A lot of manipulative people do that.
Why?
They threaten to break up with you and they don't really mean it. Until you say, okay, fine, I'm walking out the door. And then they're like, no, wait. That's something only manipulative people do. Because I dealt with that a lot with my ex that was manipulative.
Why? Why do they do that?
I don't know why, but...
I think it's just power to make you feel like you don't know what you actually want.
Because they want that power over you. They don't want to actually lose you. They just want you to feel like shit.
That was 6 months into our relationship. And then later after that, we went into the summer and everything was better. And then the end of the year pulled around, beginning of the second year. She started to really hang out with a lot of females that were not only attractive, but would hang out with her after work and spend time with her and her family. Like, it was just
That's
like
really weird.
Yeah. And I thought it was weird because I was like, They're a friend and that's fine, but why are you hanging out with your friend and their family so much all the time? And then she would then bring up, like, you always hang out with, you know, your friends. I'm like, yeah, because I've known them since I was a kid, and I'm actually part of their family. Like, that's, like, because my family's shit. So going upon that is kind of a little different, but I said, okay, that's fine. You want to hang out with your friends and her family, go right ahead. Well, then later on, I would just feel like the text messages get too little friendly, or face chats. Oh my god, I'm becoming old. Snapchats are getting a little too... So they just got out of hand. And then later on, I just couldn't deal with it, and then... It moved on. It kept always moving on to people. First, it was her friends at work. Then it was the car guy that fixes her family's car, which later texted her and said, are you still with Emily? ? Happy face. What the fuck?
Yeah, that's not a
what
normal
the fuck? Like, excuse me? Like, I'm like, and I'm sitting here, I'm like, is this normal? I used to think to myself, because my parents, like, my mother is a narcissist, my dad... He's just a bad guy. He's getting better. I think he's realizing, like, hey, as long as he's getting older, he needs his children and his children to love him. So I just deal with it most of the time. I can't correct him because I just get blown off anyway. But going on, beside the point. She would be like, oh, yeah, like, wait, what were we talking about? I'm so lost with my own feelings right now. Oh, we're talking about the stupid fucking car guy. So, yeah, so, like, it would always be someone, basically. And it was just never ending. Like, it was just, like, oh, like, I felt like it was a competition every year. I'm, like, I feel like I'm in a season of, like, seasons of, like, some big TV show.
The Bachelor.
Yeah! I'm in competition with all these people. But then, when I would do something, like, wrong, I would be, like, fucking chained up and, like, with a ball, and I'd be whipped every day. Like, you better come home on time, you better text me, you better call me when you leave work. Like, I'd be like, how are you, honey? And she's like, I'm doing good. So, what are you gonna get from, you could give me Taco Bell? I'm like, yeah, I'm gonna get some Taco Bell, honey, no problem. And hi, McDonald's, okay, yeah. My fucking paycheck went all to her. Like, I would literally be like, okay, I'm emotionally drained. I feel like I'm not center of attention. I only get sex when she's turned on. I only have enough money for rent at the end of the month, even though that our rent was cheap as fuck. Like, I have more money in my bank account being single than I did with her. So I would spend all my money on her. And I just hated also her family would just be always be like, so what are you doing? Aria, like, Aria. Emily. So you just work in security? So just for this company? That's a small company. You should probably get a federal job. Like, it was always about, what are you going to do to provide more for my daughter? What are you going to do more to basically do more? Like, it was just always like, oh, you bought your couch from Facebook Marketplace? Only $600. Why don't you buy, like, one from Penny Mustard? Penny Mustard is, like, so much money. Like they would always want, more. And I finally, after, like, what, year four? And I was just like, I accept that this is going to be my life. And I just have to work it from year to year. Year after year, I would be like, well, I got 1 year down. Okay, here we go. 1, 2 years down. Here we go. 3 years. Just like, it was always something.
Should not be an uphill battle.
Oh my God, I was dying. Like, literally dying. And like, when I got out of this relationship last year, I thought my world was gone. That's why I went suicidal ideation. Because when you are with these people, they make you feel like you're their world. Did I say that right?
They're your world.
Yeah. And it's just like, it's so sickening because it's like kind of like a battle to get that out of your head.
Yeah.
Because all in your head is just like, it's just me and them. It's just me and them. It's against the world, baby. Like, that's all it is. And it's just like, it's so sad because when the real shit happens, like, we got engaged 2 years after we knew each other. Everything was great. The honeymoon phase, I call the teddy bear phase, was there. And it was great. Later on, it kind of faded, and she never wore her promise ring or never wore her engagement ring, and I would get in fights about it, and I'd be like, why aren't you wearing it? I just want to don't damage it at work. You fucking work at, like, CVS. Like, what do you mean?
Right. She acts what? Like she's brawling people in an underground fighting ring.
Are you, like, mining or something? Are you working with machinery? No? Like, oh, like, it's just bullshit. Like, she just didn't want to wear it because she didn't want to feel committed, and she didn't I think at the beginning, even when I first met her, I literally felt like we were just gonna, I felt like, okay, we're just gonna date for prom and that's gonna be it. And your inner instincts, I'm telling you the truth, they never lie.
Yeah.
Like, and when, you know, the monster at the end, that's actually who they really are. And Aria took so much time out of her life, and I'm sorry that I made you take so much time out of your life for me, but, like, you took so much time out of your life to tell me, like, literally, this is who she is. This is her true colors.
Yeah.
Because whenever I heard that as a kid, I was like, oh, that's stupid. They true colors? Like, what? Are they going to turn, like, green and purple on me? because I don't really think of, like, these things, like, a real, you know, real thing, like, as in that. I think of them as, like, physical.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, now, after I told her, like, I couldn't do this anymore, as in, like, even contact her about our dog that we had together, and she just flipped. She's like, the only reason that he's acting like this, and he's this sick in the stomach, and blah, 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 is because he misses the other dog and me. They miss us! And I'm, like, sitting over here looking at my phone, like, this is, like, literally, I'm thinking, you're fucking nuts. Like, science is a real thing. And it says that you fucked his stomach up to the point that now he has to get medication food. Like, are you fucking sick in the head? Like, what, like, oh, yeah, the coronavirus? Don't worry. You're, like, you don't need the vaccine? No. Like, you're low on blood? No, you need a blood transfusion. You just need to believe in yourself. Come on.
Drink water.
Drink water. drink water, private.
Yep. That's what they tell you. That's what they tell you in the army. You get, like, these 500 milligram ibuprofens, or 800 if you're really special. And then you drink water for every issue that you have.
Tell them about the pulling off the leg.
Oh, yeah. So, like, basically our drill sergeants told us that if your leg gets blown off in combat, private, you just drink water and you'll be okay. So.
But, yeah. Just, like, and I finally just, like, that was, like, the end of, like, I just knew for myself, it's hard for me to talk to this person. It's hard for me to speak to this person. I'm making sure I word things correctly. I'm on eggshells because she's going to blow up at any second. She blew up right there. And I was just, like, trying to tell her, like, hey, you know, these are simple things that are happening and we can't control it. But I'm trying my very best. And if you could help with, like, medical stuff since it was your neglectment. I didn't say that at first. I was saying that before. And then saying, like, Matt, and saying, like, May, like, if this stuff happens, then it's just how this stuff happens. Like, it just, like, if you don't take care of your body well enough, it fucking crashes. Like, this is what's going on. And she just couldn't deal with that. She wanted to see how much control she could get back from even though we weren't together. And me cutting it off, blocking her from my phone, it's just, it was sad and hurtful because it was me letting go and me saying the last, like, goodbye. And it's sad because I thought to myself, like, why am I struggling with this so much? And it was because I wanted to believe that she could do better. I wanted to believe that she could wake up from the situation, but she's not going to. And it makes me sad because the person that I love doesn't exist and is not coming back. She's gone. She won't come back. And it's not even her. It's literally a show.
Yeah.
And now, after 1 year of being broken up, separated, whatever you think, she's engaged already to a girl who literally looks like the old me.
That's not even the banger, though.
I don't want to say it. Can you say it? No, I'll say it. She has my fucking ring.
She gave her ring to the new girl. She gave Emily's ring to the new girl. How fucked is that? I could kill her. I could kill a lot of people and not care, but she's probably near the top of the list.
Okay. Long story short, it sucks, but it's just whatever at this point. Well, not whatever. I mean, I'm not gonna lie to you guys. It's hurtful, because it's literally, I feel replaced.
Yeah, that's hard.
And if it's not my ring, it was very similar. But, it's just, what these people do is that And I've read this up on it. I've reread it because it was killing me. I couldn't eat. I was throwing up. I felt sick to my stomach. I couldn't even, like, do anything anymore because I felt so distraught over it. The narcissist knows that I know computer stuff and I can see when things happen. And it just sucks because there's some things that I don't even know that are happening that... or think that are happening. Like, I went on Venmo and I didn't even know her text message can bring up history of, like, who she's sending money for. I just thought that, oh, that has to be, like, a friend thing. You have to add someone, right? No, she comes up and I'm like, what the fuck? I'm like, who is this? I'm like, that's my ex. Like, what? Oh, no. I'm like, oh, no, I know her fiance's name. And I'm thinking to myself, like, oh, my gosh, she looks like me. And then next thing I know, I'm like, oh, okay, well, Instagram wasn't that bad either. Boom, it's in my face. I'm like, okay, well, this is gonna suck, but...
You went looking for it.
I don't deny it. Well, like, no, I went looking for it, but, like, it's just, like...
I know it doesn't make it any easier, but you made yourself look for it.
I did it in a place I felt safe. And I don't know why, but I felt like there was something going on. And I don't know... Anybody can call me a witch on this shit. But when things happen in the universe, I kind of feel them. Like, I've had girlfriend... No, really. My previous girlfriend, that was only like a month or two, I wasn't in love with her. But she, like, thought that, like, my mother was here. The fucking closet door swings open. And my mother visited me in a dream, but right before she died. Like... And before that, my grandpa, like, they could go through ghost things, okay, whatever.
Yeah, we're gonna wrap this up.
Okay, but long story short. Yeah, so, what we got from this is that we both dated manipulative people that like to have power.
Pretty much.
I'm scared to get another relationship. I don't want to feel that vulnerable again, personally. I feel like if I ever let myself do that again... be terrified. I don't want them to know about my history of my life and what I've dealt with. Like, that's scary to me. You?
I don't know. I just don't have any interest in doing that. Like, I don't want to be alone, but I don't want to be in a relationship because I can't feel what I'm supposed to. So, I don't know. I just had to figure out everything, I guess. But we are gonna wrap this up for tonight. Also, I wanted to say that we got a few lovely messages from a lovely lady named Morgan.
Hey, Morgan!
And we are definitely going to respond to your messages, all of them. But we just didn't get around to it in this episode. But we will. We definitely will. And if anybody else wants to send in any voice messages to us, we will put it into the podcast and respond to it as soon as we get around to that. We just wanted to post something because it's been a while. But next time we'll probably get to your questions. So don't think we forgot about you.
No, Morgan, we didn't forget about you. Thank you for the very nice message.
Yes, thank you very much.
And we'll give you the link for the Apple podcast review.
Yeah. All right. So have a good night, guys, and we will see you next time.
Bye.